A word for you from Isaiah chapter 9 verses 1 and 2. But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the latter time he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. A favorite chapter for the birth of the Lord Jesus from the Old Testament is Isaiah chapter 9, because the theme has been dwelling upon the darkness into which the people of God had fallen. For instance, the last verse in the previous chapter says, "And they will look to the earth, but behold, distress and darkness, the gloom of anguish, and they will be thrust into thick darkness." But in the midst of all this darkness and gloom, God speaks this prophecy of the coming of his Son. And of course the climax is in verse 6, "For unto us a child is born." But here for the moment, the theme, the Christmas theme here, is that those who were in great darkness, thick darkness, as it says in verse 22 in the previous chapter, in distress and the gloom of anguish, for them the light has come. Are you perhaps in darkness, dear friend? Wenam mganwam usebum nyameni na, ngoba gulendaba sikuluma gekisimus, kuya profeto ngo Isaiah kuti uyeza lo mntwana. And this child who God is sending is his very own son. It's not someone who is created, like Jehovah's Witness say, that he was a created son, and we are all going to be the same. Not in the least. Jesus has always been there. He is co-equal to God, the Son of God, part of the Holy Trinity. He himself planned to come. And why so? It is for this very reason. Those who lived in distress and darkness, in the gloom of anguish, those who have lived in constant darkness of sin, for them the Son has been sent. And for you, dear friend, the Son of God is sent to take you out of your darkness.